On the live line with us from New York is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. It is an amazing morning post-James Comey interview, and Aaron is here to talk about it. Not morally fit to be president. Those were the words, among the words, I should say, from James Comey last night, Aaron.
A rather stunning character assault by someone who has served in the highest levels of government and based upon personal observations and interactions with President Trump and before that President-elect Trump, someone that until then, James Comey said he only knew from television. But Comey also made assessments that I think went beyond personal, and that is to say that the president possibly obstructed justice when he asked Comey to drop the investigation into Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, something the president has denied requesting of Comey. And he also said that it's possible, Comey did say, that the Russians have compromising information about the president.
You know, President Trump's lawyers and Stormy Daniels back in court today. One of the things that are really interesting about President Trump is this, we're going to all learn a whole bunch of legalese. Donald Trump's lawyers are alleging that he should be able to look at the information that was taken from his lawyer's home. How is this all going to be settled? Are we just going to get a legal wranglings for the rest of his presidency?
Well, and you know, this question ought to be settled fairly quickly, but it's a rather narrow question about, you know, who should have first crack at the documents that were seized in raids of his lawyer Michael Cohen's home and office and safety deposit box and cell phones and all that. The federal prosecutors, when they raid a lawyer's office, generally have what's called a taint team, a separate team from the investigative agents, to go through the material to see what might apply to the attorney-client privilege. And here prosecutors say it's a customary thing that they use. They also say it's in their interest because if they ever presented a document to a jury that was subject to privilege, you know, they'd be brought up on prosecutorial misconduct. The president's attorney said that he just doesn't have confidence in the ability of prosecutors to sift through all those documents, so he'd like to review them. And so would Michael Cohen, for that matter, before the feds start digging in.
Well, of course they would. We would all like a number of things on this Monday morning, too. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, though. And with regard to the James Comey interview, Aaron, you listened to the whole thing. He talked a lot about the possibility of some illegal action by the president. What about Comey himself? The president said he is guilty of several, many crimes, I think he described it as. Is there a ring of truth to that part?
Well, you know, the James Comey, I think, is speaking not just as a disgruntled guy with a grudge because he got fired, but he's speaking as a potential witness for Robert Mueller and the special counsel. So his words certainly do carry weight. However, he didn't come to the interview with, you know, documents or evidence. It's really his word.
Right.
A new ABC News Washington Post poll found that the public, you know, prefers James Comey's word to President Trump's word. But I think, you know, how you take what he says is in the eye of the beholder. To the president's supporters, James Comey is a sanctimonious liar, leaker, and slimeball. To the president's detractors, Comey is speaking of what they've concluded to be true long ago, and ironically, it's Democrats who, in some ways, have maybe more right to be upset with James Comey because if you listen to Hillary Clinton, he knifed her campaign, and Comey spoke about the Hillary Clinton email investigation, conceded he may have used better words, but made no apologies for his handling of the matter.
President Trump's calling it a successful mission, the airstrikes over the weekend in Syria. Congress is sort of yet to weigh in on what President Trump did. Will there be a back and forth this week as the policy sort of shapes up in the future for the Middle East?
Well, I think the Democrats were upset that the president never consulted Congress and never, as Democrats said, had a clear mission in mind. When the president said mission accomplished, though, he says he was speaking very narrowly, that there were targets, they were struck, they were, by all accounts, destroyed. And so it was, in a very narrow sense, mission accomplished. I don't think the U.S. Under this administration especially is prepared to do anything more than it did. And if you listen to the French, they say it was, the U.S. was a reluctant participant that needed prodding. The U.S., and President Trump's been clear about this, would prefer to bring the 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria home and not get involved in Syria's wider conflict. But the risk here is that you do it once or now twice, if there are chemical weapons again, the president has said, locked and loaded to respond.
Well, it's going to be an interesting week, that's for sure, after a very, very jam-packed weekend for the president and the U.S. at large. Aaron, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky on KSRO.